Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, love yourself. Don't be a placeholder. Relationships, you know, it's all the buzz. There are books about it, talk shows about it, movies about it. Let's face it, love is what we crave, but love is not always what we find.
That's right.
I mean, love is special. At least that's what it's supposed to look
like. That's right. That's right. And you know, the sad thing is, there are some people who they crave the love so much. That they are willing to put up with things that normally they wouldn't.
That's right.
Now, our topic today, again, is love yourself. Don't be a placeholder.
Yes.
So you might say, well, what do you mean by don't be a placeholder? Okay, for instance, have you ever heard or had it happen to you of a couple being in a relationship? They're in a relationship for years. And we're talking about 5, 10 plus years. Not married. They're still dating or they're still engaged.
That's right.
For that longer period of time. Some of them have children, raise families in this period of time. Then they break up. I'm talking to ladies now. That man that you spent all of that time with. You guys break up, he goes meet another chick. And within a few months, they are married.
Talk about it.
And you're thinking, what? How is it that he was willing to commit to her? But I gave him all of that. Gave him my time. I gave him my love. I gave him children. And then he wouldn't commit to me or make me his wife. I'm gonna put it to you like this. Steve Harvey said, a man will change for the one. Sadly, you were not his one. You were a placeholder.
That's right.
For his one. Now, you may think, now, how is that possible? Steve Harvey also said that men know within 6 months whether or not that lady is marriage material.
That's right.
And if they're willing to commit to her, and they will start making the plans and moving towards making that lady their wife. If you're in a relationship with a man and he always wants to put it off and he's saying, well, you know, it ain't time yet. We ain't ready yet. And you don't been with this joker for 5 plus years. And he's still saying it ain't time yet. You guys have made a home. And you, he's still saying, well, I'm not ready, or I'm not the marrying kind. You are not his one.
That's right.
You are a placeholder. Now, I know that may seem harsh, and you may like, but we love each other. If he truly, really loved you, and you were his one, you would be his wife.
That's right. That's right. That's good. That's good. And you know, and it baffles me that, you know, there are some women that are willing to be that second choice. And you know within your, you know from within that this man is not feeling that way for you like that. But yet you still want to hold on either because you just want him. You in love. He ain't in love with you. Or you know, his family like you and you in with them. And then, or, you know, and the problem is, you know, if you were the one, you know, it wouldn't take 10 years,
that's
15
right.
years for him to realize that, to marry you. Because I knew a woman that she met her husband and in 3 months they were married, had a house and all that, you know, and so, you know, and they're going strong, doing good, you know, and the thing of it is, you know, if you settle for some, if you settle for a man that, just wants to have you hold the seat for the woman he really wants, then you're going to get those sloppy seconds that's not going to equal to a lifetime of love with that man.
That's right.
Because the thing of it is, they're going, that man's going to save his best for the one he really loves.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, and I go back to, again, you know, why do some women, like we speaking of women today.
That's right.
Why do some women join to a man, a relationship that you know is not in love with you? You got the signs and the signs. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Steve Harvey, his book, you know, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Even he talked about it on his show, you know, how we as women, we got that signal on the inside that let us know, the intuition that lets us know, okay, this ain't it, you know, or something. He don't feel the same way. You mm-hmm. know when a man don't feel the same way.
That's
about
right.
you.
That's right.
No mystery. Or I don't care if his family do like you or his friends do like you. Mm-hmm. You know if that man really is not truly into you, because when you see men who are truly into the women that they have married, their love for them, you can see it in their eyes, their
yes.
actions. It speaks louder than the words. But the person that you with, they just putting on a front, putting on a show, putting on a happy smile in front of friends and family mm-hmm. because they with you for the time being.
Right.
That's all fake. You don't want something fake. You want authentic, mm-hmm. you know. And I go to how the scripture describes love in Song of Solomon, you know, chapter 8, verse 7. And this is the Message translation. It says, the fire of love stops at nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It sweeps everything before it. And this kind of sounds like a wildfire going through a forest where mm-hmm. it's hard to stop. And then it also says, floodwaters can't drown love. Torrents of rain can't put it out.
That's right.
Love can't be bought. Love can't be sold. It's mm-hmm. not to be found in the marketplace. Because if you think about it, true love is just nothing. It's not something you can just manufacture.
That's
you know,
right.
This is not something that you can just pretend. I mean, people can pretend, but you can see it's not authentic.
That's right.
Because when it's authentic, people, like you were telling me, SD, about that story of the couples that end up... they married other people, but they kept thinking about the other person mm-hmm. in the back of their head, you know, for years, even though they had married other people, because the person they married, they might love them, but they loved the other person they were thinking mm-hmm. about in the back of their head more. And it, you know, and it'll carry. That is like mm-hmm. a wildfire. It will carry. It's mm-hmm. not something that you can replace somebody, stick somebody in place of who you really wanted mm-hmm. and think that's going to make up for it. It won't.
And that's dangerous, too, because mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. if you are the placeholder,
mm-hmm.
some men are abusive.
Yeah.
They become abusive.
Mm-hmm.
They become resentful
mm-hmm.
because you're not the one they really
uh-huh.
wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, be careful
mm-hmm.
When you get in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Even ask the question
mm-hmm.
About the last relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, you need to ask questions when you're dating.
That's right.
You need to ask questions because you need to know where that person's head is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they were with a person who they say that they loved
mm-hmm.
and that woman broke up with him,
mm-hmm.
be careful
mm-hmm.
because you do not want to be in a relationship with him and then all of a sudden
mm-hmm.
that woman
mm-hmm.
decides to come back around
yeah.
and say, well, oh, wait a minute, he was mine first
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to get him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kicks you to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
You were a placeholder.
That's right. That's
you were
right.
a placeholder because
mm-hmm.
you were not the one he really wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't be anybody's second choice.
That's right.
You want to be, as Steve Harvey said, the one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you again, I think in terms of when you say the one,
mm-hmm.
when that man looks at you, like Lady V was just saying,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to see in his eyes,
that's
in
right.
his spirit, in the way he treats you,
mm-hmm.
that you are his one, and my
that's
God,
right.
he loves you.
Yeah,
there's no doubt
mm-hmm.
in your mind
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And a good representation of that to
mm-hmm.
me is Harry and Meghan,
mm-hmm.
the royals.
Mm-hmm.
If you watched the wedding, or
mm-hmm.
if you didn't, go look on YouTube and
mm-hmm.
see if you can find some clips.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that man looked at that
oh,
woman,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
you could tell that she was everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was his one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he had been in relationships with other ladies. He had been in a relationship with one lady for like 8 years. And if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't the one.
Nope.
They weren't the
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
But Meghan was his one.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
even the way he looks at her now, it's just like she is his all
yeah.
in all.
Yeah.
And that's how you want your man to look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you will know if you are his one.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you have to love yourself
mm-hmm.
enough to be able to recognize
mm-hmm.
if this man really loves you
mm-hmm.
and really wants to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't end up spending all this time That's trying right. to make him love you. Mm-hmm. You're trying to do things to get him to love you mm-hmm. the way you love him. Mm-hmm. And he may it's love not, you. Yeah, he may care for you. But he doesn't love you like mm-hmm. you love him.
That's right.
So don't waste your time. Mm-hmm. And if you have, or if you're currently mm-hmm. in a relationship like that, mm-hmm. take the time to sit back and reevaluate if you want to spend another day mm-hmm. waiting That's for right. this man. Mm-hmm. Dr. Phil said, if you've been in a relationship for a certain amount of days, mm-hmm. one more day is too many days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. It is. But you know what? You know, God wants us to recognize love. That's mm-hmm. why he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for the sins of the world. Because the thing of it is, true love is willing to risk it all for you.
That's right.
And and the example of Jesus for us of what true love should look like, even in your relationship. You know, I want somebody, you know, I want the man that's going to love me like Jesus loves me. Because yes. then I know he'll sacrifice whatever it takes to give me the best in that's life. Right. He'll give his all, give his life if he has. To you know, he'll protect me, cover me in every way that is possible, love me, be there for me, mm-hmm. Sacrifice it all. And like I said, he's not distant, he's right there, you know. But a lot of women, sadly enough, we've seen it, you know, they don't recognize love, they just want somebody. Mm-hmm. But deep down inside, everybody wants somebody that's gonna be true and real. They don't mm-hmm. want to waste their time. Why would you want to waste your time on somebody that, you like you said, is just a placeholder? It's making you the placeholder, rather. Mm-hmm. And you're really not what they want, but they're just selling for you. I mean, if I'm going to say it like this. I've seen this. If you are in love with a man and he's walking with you and another woman can take his attention from you easily, mm-hmm. then you need to know you are not his one. Because if
Come
he,
on,
you know, a man, you know, we could be attracted. Let's look at us ladies. We could be attracted to a man, see a man, he fine, everything. But we ain't going to fall all over ourselves.
That's right.
If, you know, if we ain't trying to get with, because we already in love with somebody, we just appreciate that he's a beautiful specimen of a man that God uh-huh. has created. But the thing of it is, if you're with a man, you in love with him, he walking with you, he's talking to you, y'all talk, you talking to him, and then all of a sudden his attraction is taken away by some other woman. You know, I lived through that myself, dating this guy who really was not for me. He was just using me to get over his wife, you know, and because she had moved on. Mm-hmm. And so he was just using me. So therefore, you know, I could see it. But I was in denial. I didn't want to admit to it mm-hmm. because I could see when other women, beautiful women, walk past, I could be talking to him. I just like what I'm saying. Like, I ain't even there. I'm invisible. Uh-huh. And see, that's an indicator right there. If some other woman can take his attention away from you, then you are not the most important person in that room right
that's
then.
That's right.
So, you know, you don't want that, you know, because again, with the love of Jesus, it's a perfect example of his love is for you. Mm-hmm. It's, although Jesus loves everybody, you feel that love from him, that he's like, ain't nobody gonna take my love away from you.
And that's disrespectful. He mm-hmm. just blatant looking at other women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while you're right there beside him. Now, mm-hmm. if he's doing that and you're right beside Imagine. Him, what is he doing mm-hmm. when you're not even there?
Exactly.
And that's blatant disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's not what God wants for us. You know, God loves everybody. He wants everybody to have his best. Mm-hmm. If you will receive his best. Now, he ain't going to force mm-hmm. you. You know, that's why we're talking about this, because it's so important to know that, you know, God loves you enough to want you to have his best. He don't want you getting hurt. That's mm-hmm. why he already had a plan in mind from the beginning, because he knows that as people, as human beings, we have the need for other human beings. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to love, we have a need to have that love that makes us know that we are special to that person and we're not sharing him like no sister wife.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Or like mm-hmm. some women, you know, that will know a man is married and then they'll continue on seeing that man, that married man, not thinking that maybe he would do the same thing to you once That's you right. get, you know, you get with him. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, we felt the need that this was a important topic to talk about, because there's so many women that are allowing themselves to be placeholders, mm-hmm. to be that second choice for that man, and then they end up getting their hearts broken mm-hmm. all because they settled for just a man instead of the right one. Mm-hmm. And the right one is going to take time to wait for God to bring him to you, mm-hmm. because when you get it and put it in God's hands, you are letting God know, God, I know you know better than me, you know the heart of every man, and mm-hmm. you know who will be just right for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going even deeper, mm-hmm. you know, you hear women say, oh, men are just be men. That's what they do. Mm. Let me tell you something. that's not always true.
Mm-hmm.
Because a man who truly loves you,
mm-hmm.
if another woman walks in the room,
mm-hmm.
he could see her or not see her.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. you are his one.
Mm-hmm.
You are what lights up his mm-hmm. life.
That's right. That's right.
You know, now I know Steve Harvey
mm-hmm.
said that mm-hmm. all men can cheat. And he said, and they can cheat because they can.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you allow it, then that's what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. so what you have to understand is, if a man is led by the Lord,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want a man who is held himself accountable to God,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because God is not for men just passing women around and mm-hmm. using women just as till they get to the one they want.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing, because God knows the heartache that comes behind it and the mm-hmm. devastation that comes behind when you are not, when you're somebody's second choice, you're that placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the heartbreak that comes through. And it reminds me of a story in Genesis chapter 29 with Jacob, Leah, and Rachel, where Jacob, when he first sees Rachel, you know, he is in love. It's like love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes, approaches her, and he kisses her. The scriptures say he weeps. All right. So he knows she is it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yet, you know, Leah and Rachel were sisters. Of course, Leah was the oldest sister, and their father wanted Leah, the oldest, to be married first. So, mm-hmm. you know, this was back in, you know, old times, Middle East, where, you know, it was arranged marriages, but it was also the oldest was expected to be married first.
Right.
And he, Laban was Rachel and Leah's father, and he tricked Jacob into marrying Leah first. After, you know, Jacob was like, I worked 7 years for you to get Rachel. You let me marry Rachel. You know, Rachel was in love with Jacob as well. And, you know, Laban, you know, he agreed to it and everything. But the problem is, he was a trickster, and just like, you know, Jacob was too. But Laban wanted to, you know, put Leah off on Jacob first,
mm-hmm.
knowing that Jacob, you know, that's not who Jacob wanted, mm-hmm. but he was going to do that. And when, you know, that also comes in play when family members try to, or parents try to push a certain person off on their child,
mm-hmm.
on their son, let's say their son, and you know that's not who your son want, you know
right.
what I'm saying? But yet you're going to say, oh, she's a good girl, she's a sweet girl, and she's a nice, you know, she'd make a good wife to you, she's this, that, and the other. But, you know, if that's not the one, then that particular, that woman's going to be heartbroken somewhere down the line. And,
mm-hmm.
and to give you an example of that, in this story in Genesis chapter 29 with Jacob, Leah, and Rachel, I call it the love triangle. because Jacob really wanted Rachel instead of, he did not want Leah, when Laban, Rachel and Leah's father, tricked Jacob and put Leah under that veil, that wedding dress veil. And then Jacob found out it was Leah that he married instead of Rachel. He was furious.
Mm-hmm.
And although he did get a chance to marry Rachel next, the problem is Leah's life was miserable,
mm-hmm.
because she was not the one he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, so she was constantly trying to give him sons, have babies too, in thinking that if she have another son,
mm-hmm.
son, well, maybe he'll love me now, or maybe he'll respect me now, or maybe he won't despise me no more.
Uh-huh.
But it never worked. No,
that's
matter
right.
how many, she had 6 sons and a daughter, and it still did not give Jacob still didn't give his heart to her.
Right.
You know, but Rachel, that's who he loved. That's who he wanted from first sight. He wanted too much so that he cried when he saw it. And that's some deep.
That's right.
That's some deep want right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but, you know, Leah resented Rachel. But see, that's another issue too, right in itself. If you know you the placeholder, why are you resentful
at
the woman that you know the man won't?
That's
because
right.
the thing of it is, you know it yourself. You done seen the signs. This man really don't want me. So why would you still hold on to someone who you know don't want you? God got somebody better.
That's right.
God got somebody better. You know, I remember telling a lady that one time, she was going to wait on this man that had dumped her and got with another woman in the same church. And
mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cold heart that he would do that, but
mm-hmm.
I knew God could give her somebody better. But when I told her that, she didn't want to believe that, she didn't want to receive that, she was got mad with me. But the problem is, she got mad with me for telling her what I knew God would do if she would just let go of
mm-hmm.
the hope of being the placeholder for the man who did not want her.
Uh-huh.
You know, and God did eventually actually bring her a wonderful husband. And the thing is, if you will allow God, he will bring you his best.
That's right.
But you got to wait for it. You can't just rush off and just accept anything or go by the promptings of friends and family. They don't know like God knows.
That's right.
So, you know, being a placeholder is devaluing yourself and saying that, you know, I'm not worth waiting for God's best mm-hmm. when you really are. You are special. Yes. You're the apple of God's eye.
Yes.
He wants to bring you his best. And he showed you an example of it in Jesus.
That's right.
You know, we look to Jesus. We see this is what God's best should look like. Okay. Mm-hmm. We know, you know, we're not going to find a man that's going to be exactly like Jesus, but he could have the qualities of being loving, patient, kind, considerate, mm-hmm. forgiving, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not bringing up your faults, you know, looking past your faults and knowing that, you know, that your love can get through whatever and don't lose faith is there. If you have a sickness or diagnosis, he's there with you, praying through it, believing God to bring you out of, not somebody that can say, whoop, well, you know, time to go, you know, I didn't sign up for this.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, mm-hmm. you don't want someone that is going to be rude to you, someone that is going to be impatient with you, someone that's going to embarrass you. I even saw a woman that was in love with a man, had been in love with him for years. They were friends, still friends, you know, probably still in a relationship today.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this man embarrass her in front of a whole group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, that wouldn't be me. Uh-huh. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm just mm-hmm. saying because I know my mouth and I would have immediately been like, okay, you're going to embarrass me. Let me go ahead and let you know right now. I ain't the one that's going to be embarrassed
right,
like that.
Right.
And I'm not trying to sound like, you know, the angry black woman. I'm just saying you got to be able to respect yourself and love
that's
yourself
right.
enough mm-hmm. to not allow a person that you love and they don't love you, disrespect you.
That's right.
He embarrassed her in front of a whole bunch of people. And his mother just passed it on like, you know, sit down, you know, baby, to her, you know, to the woman because she liked the woman for him. And my thinking would have been, you know, if that had been my son, I would have turned to the woman that I knew was in love with him, that was his friend, and said, baby, my son is not for you.
Uh-huh.
Because if he can embarrass you in front of all these people, then that shows you right there he does not treasure you as a gift.
That's
you
right.
need to wait for somebody, the guy going to bring you, the right man that's going to treasure you as a gift and want to empower you, build you up, not tear you down.
Right.
Because if he can tear you down before a room full of people, that should tell you right there that he sees you as a small drop in the bucket. He don't see you as something that is like a gift from God. He
that's
sees
right.
you as a little nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman's still holding on. Far as I know, she's still holding on to this man. And my thought to that is, why would you settle for a man that does not respect you and would embarrass you?
Mm-hmm.
That's not God.
Mm-hmm.
God would not do that. God ain't in that.
That's
I don't
right.
care how much people might be pushing you and saying that's the right choice. God is not in that if that man's going to embarrass you like that. Because, again, God loves you. He want to put you with the man that's going to love you like Jesus loves you,
that's
like
right.
God loves you.
That's right.
He is not going to try to put you with somebody that's going to treat you like you yesterday's news and he throwing the newspaper out with the rest of the trash.
Mm-hmm. And another way, too, that you could realize whether or not you're a placeholder.
Mm-hmm.
If every time you and your man are out
mm-hmm.
and any beautiful woman
mm-hmm.
walks by
mm-hmm.
or comes into, you know, the vicinity of him
mm-hmm.
and you are worried about losing him
yes.
to her, you are a placeholder.
Yes. yes.
Because
yes.
you should be in a relationship with a man
mm-hmm.
who, if God does it,
yeah.
when you're in that relationship,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be intimidated by
exactly.
other beautiful women.
You're going to be confident.
You're
going to
be confident that
mm-hmm.
I know this man loves me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you find yourself,
mm-hmm.
now I know that they say jealousy is good. A little
mm-hmm.
bit, you know, it's it could be cute to a point, but
mm-hmm.
after a while, it'll
mm-hmm.
get really old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there, I've heard some men, I've had friends, or male friends,
mm-hmm.
who said they can't stand a jealous woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, that's because the woman is intimidated. She
mm-hmm.
knows she does not have him.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, and you know, I've experienced that, you know, with, you know, a woman that was, you know, she saw the man she was in love with attraction to me, and her anger was directed toward me. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, your anger is misplaced. What you should be looking at is this the person you really want to give your heart to? Because if he, you got to be mad at me because you see him look at me a certain way, differently than what he look at you, then that should tell you that you are not, you know, his treasured gift. You are not who he really wants. And doggone, I don't want him either, because I need somebody that is going to really honor God, listen to God, be led by God, and not play games with people, women's hearts. I, you know, that's how I see it.
And Lady V, that's another point too. If you see your man looking at a woman the way you wish he would look at you, you are the placeholder.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we're not trying to be harsh, but we just want you all to, if you're in that situation, to please open your eyes and see. And then we want you to realize that God loves you so much that if you would just leave that joker alone and trust God, he will give you a man that is his best for you. Exactly. And you will think, what in the world was I thinking messing with him? Why did I waste all my time with him? Trust God.
That's
because
right.
God is going to give you his best for you, and his best for you is going to love you. He's going to treasure you. Now, I'm not saying you might not have disagreements and stuff like that, because different personalities, you may clash at some point, but you will not have to worry every time a beautiful woman walks in the room that is your man checking her out.
And you kind of can look at it like this to give you another perspective to look at it. If you notice at the award shows, like the Grammys and all that, they have people that they hire as seat fillers. Okay, and that's the seat filler for whoever the star is or whatever, that if they have to go out to the bathroom or whatever, you know, their place is held for them. Now, you don't want to be the seat filler to sit there that the real person come along and say, okay, you can get up now. I'll take my seat. And you done sat there dressed all up, looking all good, everybody looking at you, the camera, then it said, and then it's now it's time to go. You know, get on out. Step
Thank
on out.
Thank you for
out.
Holding my
Thank
place.
Thank you for holding my place. You know, that's not something that you want.
That's
you
right.
want in life. You want to be the one that seat is reserved for you.
For you. Oh, that's good,
And
lady.
You alone. So, and that's what God wants for you. He wants to give you his best so that the seat that's reserved for you, nobody can come and take.
That's right.
You know, so, but if you are that, allow yourself to be that placeholder, and you're just going to warm that seat to somebody else, you are going to be the one that's going to be left with regret and heartache, and then it's going to tear you down.
Right.
And why would you put yourself through that when God says you might be lonely for a little while, but just know when I bring the right man along, you won't be lonely anymore.
That's
and
right.
you can have God to lean on the whole time while you waiting for his best, because it's better to be lonely and waiting for God to bring his best than to be with somebody and you still lonely because they still haven't given you their heart.
That's right.
That's the worst kind of pain, to be with a man that ain't gave you his heart, and you sitting there hoping and a praying. One day he's gonna change his mind. Then he decides, okay, here goes Sally Sue. Let me go with Sally Sue. Bye. You know, and then you like,
and then
what,
he
what,
married
what?
Sally Sue.
And he married
within
Sally
a month.
Within a month. And we knew a guy like that who was with this woman for years.
Yes.
Family knew her good and everything. Stayed with her from time to time in the same house. Then next thing you know, he meets some chick, and in 6 months they were married.
Yes.
The other lady has invested all her
time
in him. Was
they
left
together like 10 years.
Yeah, they was like 10 years, and it's that's what's so sad to me, because I feel like if you see that man, and you know the alarm signals is going to go off on the inside. I don't care how many friends you got, but you going, girl, you need to go and stick with him. Don't you listen to some fool that can't even see?
That's
you know
right.
a guy, because God sees all. He can bring light to your darkness if you allow him to. But if you want to keep staying in the dark and pretending you don't see the signs, then you're going to end up bumping into something and getting hurt.
That's right.
And therefore, you know, again, you know, when you give it to God, he lets you know, daughter, I'm going to take care of this for you. I already got a plan in place. If you could just have patience and wait on me.
That's right.
And that's what you do. Don't go on looks. Don't go on prestige. I need to be by his side because he's prestige. egregious. He's in the public sight and all of that. No, mm-hmm. don't go on that because, you know, you don't know the heart behind the person. I'm not saying everybody in the public eye is a bad person. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't let your motives be about notoriety and right. prestige. Let it be about, God, I want your best. You know who is best for me. You know who is going to fit into my life and whose life I'm going to fit into just right. It's going to be like a perfect musical. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, I'm not saying the relationship will be perfect, but I'm saying you're going to flow together in harmony, and it's like a song that's written by God, and it's, you know, it was meant to be that way, meant mm-hmm. to flow that way. That's why I love it when I see couples that you see that come together and they were meant to be each other, and their purposes align.
Yes.
You know, and you know that's God because their purposes align, you know, and it just flows, you know, it flows, like I said, it's like an orchestra, it's like harmony, it's just mm-hmm. beautiful. But then you can see the people that are trying to force it mm-hmm. and make it work, and that's how you should know you're a placeholder, because if you got to force love to make it work, then you don't have love and you won't receive love from that person. It will always be a counterfeit.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's good.
So in other words, be careful who you lend your heart to.
That's right. That's right.
You know, trust the Lord. Trust God, you know, because you don't want to be a placeholder that keeps fighting a losing battle.
That's right.
You know, trying to win a love's heart and will never receive it. So, you know, make sure you're not in a hurry mm-hmm. to allow somebody in your life and be wise enough, prayerful enough to take your time. Heed to the warnings, because God gives warnings and he will keep sending them. But if you keep ignoring them, he will stop and let you go your own way.
That's right.
And that's one thing we do not want to do. You know, we want to make sure we're going according to God's plan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, God knows how to handle it. Let him handle it. Don't lower your standards. Mm-hmm. Standards is what sets the bar and weeds out all the pretenders.
That's right.
So, you know, you have to know. And as we leave you, unless you have other words.
That's in closing,
you know, we just want you to know that you are valuable, ladies. We're speaking yes. to the ladies on today. And we want you to know you're valuable. The Lord loves you. God mm-hmm. loves you. He wants you loved like he loves you.
That's right.
He don't want you settling for some buster that don't know your value or your worth. Mm-hmm. So to know that you are special, to know that you are not meant or created to be a placeholder.
Right.
You were created to be someone's queen.
Right.
And that man's queen that you were created to be is going to treat you like such. Again, I'm not saying your relationship will be perfect, but if you allow God to do it, it will be just right for you.
Right.
And so we want to pray for you as we close out. And leave you also with a word of blessing. Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the time you've given us to minister mm-hmm. to those that are listeners. It was not by mistake. We know, God, you led them to this episode on today. We thank you, Father God, that as you touch every life, God, as you shine a light in every dark place, we thank you that you will send forth those men of God that will love on these women of God. And for those that don't know you, God, our prayer is that you will reveal to them who Jesus is.
Yes.
So that they will become your daughters and receive your best yes. in your sons, God.
Yes.
So we thank you right now, God, that you are well able to do it, God, to mm-hmm. give them the men that will treat them like queens, God.
Yes.
They are valuable, and I pray that they will know that they are loved by you, God, and I pray that they will grow to have a relationship with you, God. And I thank you, God, that for any that are listening, whether you're male or female, my prayer is that if you don't know Jesus, that you would allow him into your heart mm-hmm. and allow him to show you what love really should look like.
Yes.
So we just thank you, God, right now for all that are listening. We pray your most choice and assorted blessings for them. Mm-hmm. And we pray, Father God, that you, God, will give them peace, and that you, Father God, will give them love with faithfulness in
yes.
Christ Jesus. And for this, we say thank you, Lord, that we believe this is a completed work on today. Prayer
yes.
answered. And we thank you, God, for in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to SpreadingHopeEverywhereTalks.com/S2E5. While you're there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotional episodes. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.